Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This week, I've been walking the fields of corn and soybeans on our Illinois farm. Those little seeds germinated, and the plants are pushing through the soil, heading skyward. Look down those green rows stretching across the black land. What a beautiful sight. When I look at my farm and my neighbor's farms today, I can't help but think about the dramatic change that we've seen and lived through in my farming lifetime. Most farms when I was a boy were not specialized as they are today. We milked 8 or 10 cows by hand. We raised purebred Duroc pigs, 200 or 300 head. And every spring, my dad would get about 50 baby chickens. We raised them and saved the hens to lay eggs, and the rest we ate, fried chicken almost every Sunday. My grandfather lived with us, and he had 6 or 8 turkeys. I hated the turkeys. They were mean. We pulled our 2-row corn planter with 2 horses, Bert and Bill. Our corn couldn't even yield 100 bushel per acre, and today we expect 200 bushel. Farms today are more specialized. We don't have milk cows or chickens or turkeys or any beef cows either. We do have a lot of soybeans and corn, close to 4,000 acres and 5,000 pigs. Farmers today utilize all kinds of new technology. It's precision farming. We have a new report out which details how this business is changing. Just in the last 5 years, the footprint of U.S. agriculture has shrunk by 95,000 farms, and that's a 3% reduction. The land being farmed has also declined by a little more than 7 million acres, which is less than 1%. We've seen an increase in total production, even as the acres farmed have declined. We produce more with less, less labor, less energy, less chemicals, less soil erosion. One important thing that is still the heart and soul of American agriculture is a family farm. Drive from East Coast to West Coast, 87% of our farms are still family farms. They're just bigger, average size 434 acres. Our crops are off to a good start this year. We hope for timely rains and a good growing season. They're in God's hands now. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.